Welcome, everybody, to the Coaching Skills Forum. Yay! Oh, it's so exciting to be back. It's only been 2 weeks since we had our last call, and yet sometimes it feels like forever. Is that anybody else, or is that just me? All right, it's just me. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's for some reason it just felt like the gap between our last call and this call, it just was so long. So I'm really excited to have everybody back. Today, last call, we explored the exciting world of holding the client's agenda. And if you missed that, please go and check out the website coachingskillsforum.com to listen to it. It was an exciting phone call. And what is so exciting, even more so, is that today we're talking about holding the focus. And so I'm already curious as to how that's going to be different than holding the agenda. Ooh, holding agenda, holding focus. Ooh, what's the difference? Let's find out. But before we do, I want to make sure we've got all our sort of logistical burning questions covered. If there is noise going on around you, and Dawn, welcome back. It doesn't seem to be that loud or problematic, so please participate and stay on as best you can. As with everybody, if there's noise going on in the background or additional conversations, just please mute yourself by pressing *6. But do your best to keep the lines open, because these are an open forum calls, and this is where we all get to learn and grow each other. So keep your lines open. If you're calling for credits, these calls are worth a single credit. If you're listening to this call live, like today, this fantastic group of coaches, then ICF considers these calls to be eligible for a core competency credit. And then if you're listening to the recording, then ICF then regulates that to being considered self-study or other development. So just to bear that in mind, it's going to be in your best interest to get on these calls as live as possible. But don't miss them anyways, because they're all exciting. Somewhere in this call, there will be a password. Can't tell you what it is, can't tell you when it is, but I can tell you why it is. It's to prove that you have been an active participant of this call. So we want you to really be listening rather than doing your email and doing all these other things that distract you. Really contribute to these with 100% deep listening. And that includes listening to the recording. And so when the call is done, visit the website, coachingskillsforum.com. You'll see the list of all the upcoming calls as well as the archived recordings. There's three buttons that you can choose from. The first button, you can purchase then a single credit. We do charge a small fee for that. However, that's how we get to keep these calls free for all coaches to participate. But if you want a credit, you got to pony up for it, a little value for value. So you can purchase a single credit there, or if you really love these credits, do what a bunch of other coaches have been doing, which is purchase the 6-month membership, one-time fee, and then you have access to as many credits as you dare. And with over 100 archived calls, and with 12 calls scheduled live, that's a huge deal. So go nuts. That's it. That should be all the information there. So sounds like we should jump into, probably shift the focus of our call so that we can hold a different focus on holding the focus. Sound good, everybody?
Sounds good.
All right, just making sure you're all, there. Okay, the basic definition that I have to go off of here is from the Coactive Coaching book. They actually really were a great resource. They have a huge glossary of coaching skills. So by no means is this the end-all and be-all of the coaching definitions, but at least it gives us a good starting point. And this one is holding the focus. And they describe it as, once the client has determined a direction or course of action, the coach's job is to keep the client on track and true to that course. Frequently, clients become distracted by events in their lives, strong feelings elicited by the saboteur, or the wealth of other possibilities available. the coach consistently reminds the coach of his or her focus and helps redirect his or her energy back to the client's desired outcomes and life choices. That's it. That's our definition. That's what we get to build on. So I'm going to throw it out to you guys, and just let's start stirring it up, and let's start creating our own definition. Let's figure, first off, what are we talking about when we say holding the focus? I have to go and I have to grab a focus and I have to hold on to it. What does that mean?
I think it means standing for the client and what they want to create in their life.
Yeah. Okay, so standing for the client and what they want to have in their life.
And not buying into the reasons why they can't have it, which is exactly what happened to me this morning on my first call. So.
Oh, so this is really fresh for you.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much, this is David, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty much David, and I'm going to say just David or me, apparently we are the only two that have clients that get distracted from
right.
their path.
Monica, it also means bringing the client back. Rather than standing, I think it means dancing with the client and then bringing the client back to the area of focus that was initially identified. Or agreeing maybe that the area of focus has changed.
I think you're right for that. Thank you for bringing that up, because it's not always so simply clean cut as, well, this is what you said at the beginning, so that's
right.
what we're going to keep doing.
Yeah, it's Nick. I think it's that's right. I think it's about having a sense of a direction of travel, but allowing what wants to emerge in that process.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, even just what you brought up, travel, and I was even before getting this vision of like, you know, when we're driving a car or steering a boat, I actually even had more the image of like, you know, steering a ship with the big captain's wheel. It's more dramatic that way. And yet, you know, when we're traveling on the ocean, especially on the ocean, with the wind and currents, we're not going in a straight line. It just is not going to happen. And so there's constantly a course correction, and there's an adjustment, and okay, we need to go left a little bit. We need to go, I'm sorry, port and starboard and aft and whatever the all is. And apparently, I'm not so seafaring as I'd like to pretend. but it's like a constant course correction that's going on, as opposed to it's a solid straight line.
So in that sense, it's completely emergent.
Yeah.
Whatever comes along, the weather, the tides, whatever it is, you know, it might affect the direction of travel, and in fact, even might affect the destination. So,
yeah.
But that would be an emergent process. So whatever we agreed to come might actually change as we go along.
Well, I mean, we've got a lot of international coaches on this call, but for those in America, and probably international, you know, the whole history of America was Columbus sailed to America and got off course. The man got lost and landed on a completely different country. What he actually even landed on an island and thought it was a country. You know, that's totally shifting off course.
Monica, again, I'm going to shut up after this, but I think expecting that and setting an expectation for yourself as the coach and for the client that there will likely be some course, some pieces of the course that will be bouncy. You know, that's exciting to me, actually, to think about. There's some bounciness, and that means discovery and learning. That's exciting.
So I love that. So what it points to me is that part of holding the focus is preparing for when the focus gets dropped or fuzzy or lost.
Absolutely. And if you're prepared for it, then it can be more of an adventure than, you know, something that will really be, blow the whole thing up and, you know, now we've just lost focus. That's a way of maintaining focus.
Yeah.
We expected it. And let's find the joy, learning, and excitement in it.
Beautiful. I love that you brought up the word adventure, because it actually it starts to have that feeling of, it's not a straight line. It's, we're going to get knocked off course, but we're going to, you know, we're going to be there together. We're going to stand on the deck. We're going to be in the car. We're going to be, you know, whatever it is, and we're going to keep redirecting and refocusing.
This is Lynn. I think one thing that we're saying that I feel is really, really important is that we don't hold it too tightly. One of the things in the definition when you read it, Ben, that I resisted a little bit was, it's the coach's job to keep them on track. And I think we are the sponsors of that, or we the holders of that, or something. But I don't believe it's that stringent. You know, that has a stringent feel to me.
Okay, so I don't have to do all the holding and the focusing.
I think not.
Well, thank you. That
just
totally gives me some relief there.
Yeah, I don't think that would be positive if we did all the holding, right?
Exactly. Got it. Somebody else was jumping in at that same moment, too. Who was that?
That was me, Ben, Leah.
Neo, please tell us, what were you going to say?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, I think it is our, along the way, it's important to have the client be aware of the possible distractions and pitfalls that they may already have, because often it's linked to the individual himself.
Yeah.
So that they can sort of anticipate those possible distractions along the way.
Beautiful. Okay,
but then I spoke to Nick again. How do you know when to meander and when not to meander?
Well, great.
Well, that's the thing. You don't know, sometimes maybe until it happens, but if you can anticipate certain possible pitfalls, then that's something that you can sort of navigate, you know, properly when the time comes.
Yeah.
But and what I'm thinking is, what might be a pitfall or a distraction actually turns out to be somewhere to go.
Well, that's actually a great point, because it's been brought up a couple of times of, well, you know, just because we said this is the focus at the beginning doesn't mean that's the focus at the end. We may find new things coming out. How do you know if something is a distraction and if something is a new focus or a direction?
Yeah, there's a real fine line to walk there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm struggling with the word distraction versus the word difference. Maybe there's a difference here of where we thought we were going versus where we're heading. And I guess for me, I'm not happy with a pitfall. I'm more with a pit stop. We just stop at the pit and check it out. Now that's just me. That's Monica and where that's my vision. And that's who I am, and that's kind of the clients that I attract are happy to go there.
Yeah. By the way, I love that you did there's the distinction between pitfall and pit stop. Or maybe just a pit pause.
Yeah, and a pause is a great thing. Take a breath, take it in. Are we in a good place, or is this where you want to be?
Yeah.
And it's okay if you say that, no, I'm glad we stopped. Now I know for sure it's not where I want to be. Versus I failed, you know, because if I tell you that you've fallen, then immediately you're going to see that as a negative. If I tell you it's a distraction, it says something negative versus, oh, this is different. Different says, opportunity for adventure, research.
Oh, there's that adventure again.
Expansion.
So we're already going there, but let's kind of, you know, finesse this a little bit. What makes holding the focus important in our coaching? Why should I even bother with this? I just want to coach my clients. Now I got to do all this focus holding. Ugh.
I think there has to be purposefulness in everything we do. In every stop, in every difference. What is the purpose? So, to me, focus creates a sense of there's purpose, there's meaning.
Yeah, and I'd add orientation to that as well.
Yeah. So I love it. So we're actually clarifying also what we're talking about when we're saying focus. We're talking about purpose. We're talking about meaning. What was the one you just said?
Orientation.
Yeah. So like what direction you're facing or what direction you're going.
Which in part is what makes it different from any other conversation
or therapy
or you know, counseling.
Actually, speak more about that for those who, you know, because that's always a big, how is this different from therapy or counseling? So how is this different from therapy and counseling? How does holding the focus make this different?
Well, what I meant is that you're holding a view of the future with the client. So the history may play a part in it. Current issues may play a part in it, but the whole, it's that word orientation or purpose or meaning is based in where the client wants to get to, wherever that is.
I just got this. Thank you, by the way. You just tossed me unintentionally this great little metaphor. Giggle. So I'm going to assume everybody is familiar with the movie Back to the Future. But I love this because he goes back in time to 30 years when his parents first met, and he has a photograph of the future that he came from, and everything he does in the past keeps changing what the future will look like, and he gets to see, you know, the focus of the picture changes. You know, his family starts to disappear, they start to come back, and so his future is changing, and he can see what that is, and he's making then adjustments along the way to create the future that he wants. So he's holding his focus. Anyways, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
I think that's amazing, actually.
Yeah, and so it's really what I got struck with that was that it's not necessarily this is the picture of the future, and so it has to be exactly this way. He's actually adjusting, and wait a minute, this is what the picture is now. Well, I like this part, so I'm going to keep here, but I don't like this, so I'm going to make more changes now to start changing that part of the future. And isn't that what we're doing with our clients all the time?
Yeah, and this is Leah again. It's also about letting them know that they are in control of their future in a certain sense and what happens.
Yeah.
They can take control at any time.
Beautiful. Anybody else on what makes this important? Holding the focus.
This is Jill, and to kind of piggyback on what was said before, I think that, you know, the distinction was made between having a conversation and being purposeful, and I think that the whole idea of holding the focus is really about forwarding the action and deepening the learning.
Mm, yeah.
Because without it, I mean, it's just all over the place.
Yeah. So actually, now I'm even more curious because, as I mentioned at the beginning of this call, we talked just last about holding the agenda. And so how is the focus different from, it's clearly different, obviously, we've got two different calls here focusing on it. So how is holding the focus different from holding the agenda? Wouldn't that be the same?
Well, no, because you're focusing on the agenda.
You're focusing on these? Okay, good point.
The part that stands out to me is the use of energy, and that you use energy to address your agenda, and the focus is to be able to look and see how you're using the energies that you have. You have time, you have money, you have physical vitality, and helping the client see how they're using those energies and whether or not those are leading towards what they want to accomplish.
Aha, okay. Anyone else?
This is Monica. The agenda, holding the agenda, is actually me getting stuff done. Someone just mentioned call to action. When you're holding the agenda, you're calling actions forward. When you're on the front end of purposefulness, you're figuring out what agenda to create and why.
You know, it's interesting. It kind of pops in my head. And actually, I'm making this up, so please, anybody correct me or disagree or whatever. Or you can go, my goodness, that's incredibly brilliant. Either one is totally fine. But it occurs to me, if we're talking about those two different worlds of being and doing, that the agenda is really more the doing part. These are the things I want to do and I want to have and I want to accomplish, and this is what we're going to work on. But the focus feels more, as has been brought up, about the energy and the being of how we're handling the agenda. Brilliant or thud? Yes?
And to me, it seems the exact opposite, that the agenda is the what, and the focus is the doing, or the how.
The focus is the how, okay. Got it. Anybody else? The agenda is the what, the focus is the what else?
The focus is the glue, almost. I don't know why, that just popped into my head.
The glue? I love it. Well, here, let me ask this. Okay, so we're maybe getting sort of caught up on little details on this. Let's step back and look at it. It is critical and it is important. We've addressed that. It definitely helps us keep the direction, the momentum, the energy, as was brought up. This is important. We should hold the focus with our clients. What gets in our way? What stops us?
Well, it may be, the beliefs we have, the kind of paradigm we inhabit, where we limit the possibilities that we can see. Whereas the focus, as you talk, I like that, energy and being, is might enable us to shift out of whatever paradigm that we're filtering things through.
Yeah. Beautiful. So we've got limited beliefs. What else stops us? What gets in our way?
Well, I think, this is Monica, that it can be who we are, because it's the perfect idea. Some of us see purpose and focus as being. Others see it as the how and the what. So I guess really I'm doing a little bit of self-examination about our comfort level with let's just call it the bouncy journey, that, you know, the bounce around journey. That for some of us could be quite nauseating. For others of us, it could be an adventure. It's like who rides Space Mountain at Disney. For
right.
Some people, that's horrible. For others, it's the thrill of their life. I'm a thrill of my life person.
Yeah. So it's.
Yeah.
You're right. Actually, there's a big part about, you know, what is the what is our comfort level, you know, or even, you know, we did like the boat metaphor. Well, I can handle the calm waters or a little ripple, but, you know, I'm not interested in a big, you know, what is it, force 10 gale wind or something like that. You know, I'm not ready to handle that. Roller coasters, I like the little kiddie coaster that just kind of, it does a hill that's about, you know, a 3% drop, you know, as opposed to the, you know, tumultuous plummets where your stomach is left up the top of the hill.
Well, I might be able to handle the storm if I'm well enough equipped and in the right kind of boat.
Okay.
Versus if I'm just a cork, then I'm going to be bobbing around.
Yeah. So really, that's the question. Are you a cork coach?
Are you a
cork?
Well, it's that whole idea of self-doubt that stops them.
Great.
And
so,
another thing I thought of is habits. Sometimes our habits hold us back.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, speaking of habit, it kind of brings to my mind, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but is anybody, even in our own lives or working with our clients, there's like several focuses?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's nice and dandy for even for me in business building. Okay, I'm going to focus on this thing, and yet, well, I got to focus on this, I got to focus on that, I got to focus on this, I got to focus on that, I got to focus on everything else, I got to focus on the other thing. There's a lot of focuses going on here.
This is Lynn. I was going to add to that, Ben, that it maybe what stops us too is not getting enough clarification and agreement on what the focus is.
So we need to focus, sharpen our focus on what the focus is.
Yeah.
Because, what was it, I think if you listen, we've done these calls several times over the years, and so if you go to the CoachingSkillsForum.com website, you'll see we've done this call at least once, I think twice. And I know that somewhere along the lines, the metaphor of working with a camera and focusing the lens popped up, and certainly if you don't have a focus on the camera, then you're going to get a fuzzy picture.
Yep.
Well, and our clients come to us for lots and lots of fuzzy pictures, don't they?
Well, and I was thinking of that analogy, you know, a wide-angle lens enables you to take in a lot more information. So you focus on what the focus is, or focus on all the things there are to focus on. It's like weaving a tapestry, you know, pulling all those threads in the client's life together.
Yeah.
So both.
Good point. Anything else that gets in our way? I mean, there's distractions, there's multi-focuses, there's, as was just said, there's an unclarity or a fuzzy focus. I really don't know what we're focusing on. What else is getting in our way?
I'm thinking of another F word fear.
Yeah. Oh, that F word.
That darn F word. Four-letter F word.
I know, yeah. And actually, let's clarify and get even a sharper focus on what kind of fear.
Fear of failure, fear of being wrong, fear of, you know, offending someone, somewhere along those lines. Nothing that's actually physically harmful by any means.
And also fear of success and the responsibility to come with it.
Yeah, what if I actually do this right, and then, I mean, actually, I don't know what that means for you, but certainly what pops up for me is, you know, wow, what happens if we hold the focus and we do achieve this incredible outcome and success? Crap, then what? Whatever they're going to want to do next is going to be even bigger and harder and crazier and, you know, more intimidating.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah, well, amen. All right, Spider-Man fan, love it.
Yeah.
And then there's fear of change.
Oh, that pesky fear of change. So
fear of uncertainty, fear of unknown.
Okay, now we're just going down the list of all the fears.
Right.
Fear of sharks, you know. So how do we do it? How do we hold? I mean, we've been talking about, well, holding the focus is important, and this is how we do it, and this is what we do, and it's important. But how? What skills do we incorporate to really have us be powerful in holding the focus?
I think intuition really comes into play here. And when we know our clients, because we get a sense of how often they go into storytelling that just takes them off focus, or we get a sense of how well they can stay on track, and we know what their values are. So we have a sense of where they really need to focus, because we work with them and we know who they are.
Yeah, I love it. So definitely there's intuition, as was said at the very beginning. How do you know? Is this contributing to the focus? Is this a new focus? Is this a distracting, taking us away from? Is this a pit stop? How do we know? And sometimes it's just a really good guess.
Mm-hmm.
I like values. You know, values is certainly a great guideline to follow. Great. Yeah, what else?
I think recognizing our clients' self-limiting conversations.
Ah, so their own limiting traps, their own habits and conversations that are pulling them away from their focus.
If we can recognize those, then we can help them to see that those are indeed just self-limiting conversations and not the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is the client making choices from? Are they choosing from fear, or are they choosing from, like, a new empowered place?
Good point. Somebody else was trying to jump in there, too. What was that?
I think that was me.
Oh, that was you. Oh, okay, great.
That was me. This is Kelly. I was going to say, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead, Kelly.
A visual or a mantra is also a great way to help clients pull the focus.
Yeah, so actually having some kind of either a visual, an object, some sort of physical thing, or a mantra, something that you say, something that kind of helps keep us anchored to that focus.
Yeah, print and post are a big one that I have for my clients.
Yeah.
And for myself.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, great. So I'm gonna throw this on a dime here and twist it in the other direction. I'm gonna change the focus. We've been talking all about how we as coaches hold the focus for our clients, and I'm curious because coaching, I believe, is a reciprocal energy. It's give and receive, and it's cyclical. So if that's the case, then how do our clients hold the focus for us?
So this is Sheila, and I'm still struggling with the direction and course of action, the what and the how.
Yeah.
I think that the way the clients can hold the focus for us is they teach us to trust them. For example,
ooh,
if the agenda is to climb Mount Everest, and as a coach, we're afraid of heights and don't have the faintest clue as to how to place those pecans or whatever they are and climb up, we have to trust that maybe the way they're doing it is something they know more about than us.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Yeah. So that there really is something about that, they're helping us hold the focus, trusting the client knows what they're doing, even maybe not on the surface, but deep down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else? How else do the clients, sending the energy back to us, how do the clients hold our focus?
This is Leah again.
Yes.
For me personally, I find that every client sort of reflects a certain aspect back at me that often makes me sort of sit back and focus on what that is. I can only explain it like a mirror. A client will always mirror some aspect that I also have inside of me. And that's
yeah.
when I then take a step back and focus and reflect on what that could be.
Right.
Yeah, well, so I'm sure anybody else or just Leah and me?
Well, it's Nick again, and I think there's an exchange of energy taking place. So, and the nature of that energy will give lots of information about how this exchange is going and how together we're holding that focus.
Beautiful.
Yeah. They keep you on your toes as well.
Yeah, they do. and there's something about kind of what I hear and sort of what's been brought up is that I have my own focus of the direction I'm going as a coach, my own development, my own personal journey, as well as my own coaching journey. And the clients that I'm working with, they're helping me, you know, the clients that I have, the challenges that they bring. Somebody brought that up earlier, you know, the challenges that they bring are just, it's a new adventure that can bring out something in me.
So what am I learning?
Yeah,
it helps me the most to be thinking about not what is it important for me to say to this client, but what does this client need to hear? Because, you know, helping to focus on the client versus focusing on your own skills, and it's kind of related to whose agenda are you working with, the client's or yours?
Yeah.
So that's the challenge, I think.
Yeah. And yet, it's interesting. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, I was just thinking, I can ask a question around what am I learning from this client, while still paying attention to their agenda, and that might support both of us.
Yeah, I certainly hold, and everybody's certainly open to have their own opinions, but I think that we have just as much to learn and discover from our clients as they do about us. The focus, the primary focus, is for the client, but you know, certainly to keep our channels open for all that residual learning and benefit that comes back to us. And part of that is receiving the energy from our clients and receiving the gifts that they're giving so that we can then turn it back to them. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm curious how often that happens to me, where I'm coaching someone and a situation comes up and I think to myself, oh my gosh, I need this. And I coach myself and then write through it.
Or the other reaction of, oh crap, here's that lesson again. Oh. When am I going to start finding clients that aren't going through this? Note to self.
Exactly. What am I attracting?
Yeah. So, yeah. Great. Anything else?
I kind of have there's a well-being piece to it. So, meaning I have to be fundamentally taking care of myself so that I can be there for my clients. Meaning, like, I have to, if I have a client at 7:30 in the morning, I have to have a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and, you know, take care of myself spiritually, health-wise, all these different ways that I nurture my being. So that's just kind of a little bit of a sidetrack, but I think that's kind of important as well. I have to stay focused on myself.
Actually, I love that you bring that up because, you know, everything that happens in our lives becomes an impacting factor in our coaching. And so certainly we can, on the surface or in the first stage, look at we're holding the focus for our clients in our coaching. But what about holding the focus in ourselves? What does that mean? I think it was David. Is that just David talking?
Yeah, I cut out for a second. I don't know. It's just, it's very, very, I'm a person who gets sidetracked very easily, so it's important that I keep, I guess, who I'm being in the world, like the central focus, like I'm the most important client. I don't mean this selfishly,
yeah,
but I'm like the most important client to take care of fundamentally, like I'm my own client in a lot of ways.
Sure, yeah.
Right, and so the effectiveness of my coaching is directly tied to how I keep the focus on my life. Yes.
So I've got to be focusing. I've got to be holding my focus on me, as well as the focus on my clients. That's a lot of holding, isn't it?
Yes, I would agree, this Monica. You know, David, because if we're not in a place of focus of maximum overall well-being, mind, body, spirit, be real. You can't bring that to the table with the client.
Yeah.
I think sometimes I find coaches hiding behind the telephone.
Sure.
You know, and it's just because of who I am. And I do clearly believe in the law of attraction, that we attract people that, you know, are different in many ways, but likenesses, or want what we want. We may not have it. They may not have it. We get to work on it together with them as coaches. But I do think I'm selfishly into me, too.
I love it.
I'm selfishly into me.
Well, I love it. You know, and part of what I hear both of you mentioning, really bringing up, is that if I don't have a clear focus in myself, then my coaching is unfocused. And it's kind of that camera metaphor. You know, if my personal camera is out of focus, the pictures that I'm taking or the video that I'm taking is going to be fuzzy, and that's my coaching.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Got it. Anybody else? Anything what are we talking? You know, actually, no, I've already asked that question. Okay, so we need to find a password. That's what we need to do. I lost my focus for a second. Holy smokes. Oh, I know.
How about adventure?
How about adventure? That sounds great. And, you know, the thing that I love about this, I love when we find passwords that have really deeper meanings, because certainly there is an adventure in our coaching, but it doesn't mean that it's good or bad. It's just, what is the adventure that you're up for and that you're ready for is kind of what was brought up before. And even the flat, you know, the flat, steady as she goes, you know, or the little kiddie coaster, those can be really fun and exciting. I was touring, actually with my wife, a few years ago. We were touring all vintage amusement parks throughout the country. And we went on a lot of really tame, boring kiddie rides that just are like, oh, that's no fun. And we had a blast. We were screaming and hollering because we were loving the adventure of this little ride. So it doesn't have to be some big, huge, you know, swallow your stomach, you know, thrill thing. But adventure sounds like a great password. So adventure is a password. Stick around. We're not done yet with the call, but visit coachingskillsforum.com to purchase your credit and all of that jazz. So great. Now, here's my question. Oh, and I had it, and then I lost it again. Nuts. Okay, so when we're talking about holding the focus, so here's my question. When we, I talked about it, I've just completely lost my focus. Wow. And I remembered what my question was, just like that. Transparency will do it, I guess. What is the, aside from my little blunder just now, what is the focus of this call or these calls, the Coaching Skills Forum? I mean, if we're talking about holding the focus, let's get clear. What's the focus of these calls?
Well, for me, it's learning. It could be different for someone else, but for me, I'm here to learn, and I know exactly what I'm doing.
Yep.
That's my focus.
Got it. I love it. And I love the declaration, too. That's my focus.
Well, and to that end, the focus is serving our clients. Because the more we learn, the more our clients are served.
Got it.
And for me, it challenges the way that I'm thinking about things.
Yeah. So there's a focus of challenging.
Yeah. To look at other perspectives that I might not have thought of, or my own beliefs about how I should be doing this.
Yeah,
there's an aspect of professional development to it also. You know, I take coaching seriously as a profession, so just keep that energy moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Being part of a community.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting because I asked the same question on the last call about holding the agenda, and these were pretty much the same things were brought up, so that again throws me to a little like, wait a minute, is this an agenda? is being, you know, is learning an agenda? Is being part of a community or being challenged, is that an agenda or is that a focus?
Can't it be both?
No, it has to be one or the other, for crying out loud. Come on. No, it could be both, actually. You're right.
And I
think
if I...
What was that?
I was just saying, oh, yeah. I think that it is both. You know, it's like there are no clear-cut lines, and we kind of step over and blur the lines when it comes to these major areas.
Yeah. Got it.
I guess I think that it's about a little different. I think it could be a focus, and then what I do with that focus area, whether or not I decide to put it on my agenda. So am I going to now experiment a bit more with perhaps a client who may, if I'm not willing to make a comfortable ride on the ship that, you know, wavering the course fit. Am I going to now be more comfortable in that? If I'm not, then to me, it didn't go on my agenda. I learned something about it, but I didn't put it on the agenda for action.
Got it. Okay. So, last question, and I'm really curious about this. As we know, there are different types of agendas. We talked about this on the last call, but we bring it up all the time in our coaching. There's a little agenda, which is, you know, the surface, the topic, the doing of what we're working on. And then there's the big agenda, which is really the transformation and who we are becoming and the bigger picture of what the coaching is really all about. And I believe that there is actually a big and little version of all of our coaching skills. So if everything we've been talking about up to now has really possibly been little holding the focus, let's dig into it. What's the bigger picture? And this is where, you know, responses get to be, you know, big picture, worldview, quantum, cosmic, really way out there, really deep. What, you know, let's start stirring up the conversation of what is the big holding the focus all about? Anyone?
I mean, the way I relate to coaching is divinity expressed. So if you want to get real cosmic, it's supporting someone in, you know, ultimately achieving their ultimate spiritual potential for them existing on planet Earth.
Yeah,
if you want to
wow.
get quantum on it, that's how I hold coaching.
Let's sit with that for a second first, because that was, it's just divinity expressed. Anyways, next.
Right.
But, yeah, really, there is something about, you know, holding the focus. Actually, say a little bit more about what that really means for you, divinity expressed.
Well, for me, it's all about me serving my mission on planet Earth in the most amazing, powerful, and effective manner possible, right? And that's what I facilitate in my coaching with my clients. Whether or not that's on the forefront and I'm wearing that on my sleeve, or if it's just kind of in the background, that's how I relate to the process of coaching.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately what the focus is all about, and I don't have to, if I'm working with a business guy, I don't need to be, hey, you know what we're talking about here is your spiritual blah, 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 blah. Right? But that's what's going on in the back of my mind always, and that's just the way I relate to it personally.
Beautiful. All right, and then you were saying quantum.
I heard you use the word quantum. So it's really about, quantum, it's sort of like whatever it is that you focus on is the thing that's going to be expressed, you know?
Yeah.
So that's an entirely new conversation. A fascinating one, though.
Yeah, definitely. Anybody else? I mean, what's the big holding the focus? Anyone?
Well, I think a part of it for me is always looking at and reminding the client that whatever we do in coaching together for them serves the greater purpose of serving the world. And,
yeah.
And in some terms, always asking them to look at that. You know, how is what you're doing not only serving you and the small area of people that you are working with, but how does that fit into the bigger purpose of serving the globe, the universe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love that you bring that up because it's reminding us that that word that came up before, we were talking about focus, was purpose. What's the purpose? What's this really for? You know, the sake of. And there is something about, I love that you bring it up, and that it's not just we're doing something for the bigger picture and the greater good, but that everything our clients are doing is pointing them towards their, a bigger picture than, that goes beyond just them.
Mm-hmm. And that is so, it's so remarkable. Whenever I say that to my clients, and it seems like no matter how many times I say it, it's always somehow new. You know, it's
right.
always a bigger realization. It's amazing
right.
how that evolves for them.
Yeah. It stuns me when I remember it, because I forget it so easily. And, you know, I'm Mr. Wonder Coach, and I live this all the time, and blah, blah, blah. Man, I forget it all the time. And I stop back, and I remember, I go, holy smokes.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm doing is for a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And so there is a greater focus, a big focus that, you know, I can get stuck on my little details and, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And yet, boy, when I really step in, I can, you know, and open up to what this is really about, exciting stuff gets to happen.
Often it's about... acknowledging and reminding the client about the impact that they already have in relation to that, but they don't necessarily see how much impact they're already having, even if we're kind of focused on the future, but they kind of lose sight of how brilliant they already are and the kind of impact they're already having. That is always diminished.
Yeah, good point.
Well, I think, too, so many of us have the focus on there's so many things in the world that really need to be healed, that really need to be uplifted, that need to be changed. And sometimes we feel overwhelmed by the enormity of all of these things. And when we realize that in coaching, together with our clients, that we are truly helping to change these things, it helps get us out of overwhelm to realize we are making steps toward doing that, even if we don't always see the impact.
Yeah. Beautiful.
This is Mary in Ohio. I was thinking of the ripple effect. You know, we have ripples, and if we're going in a more similar direction, we're creating greater impact together.
Yeah.
That's really what we're talking about, isn't it? I mean, looking at that, the ripples, when we, you know, the metaphor of the rippling in the ocean or the, you know, pond or whatever, and yet there's a clear focus of those ripples. Those ripples are going in a very clear direction. And even when there's, you know, rocks and sticks and things like that in the water, the ripples just will bounce off of that or continue on or go under or around. There's a focus that the ripples have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... seems to be a really good play to end up our wind up this call. So thank you all so much for helping us hold the focus on this call. Again, I love these calls. They're so exciting, and so you all have the password. I'm not going to tell you what it is anymore. But you can, you know, grab a pith helmet or something like that, and a, you know, machete if you want, and get on a roller coaster. So, but please, join us. If you want to get credits, visit coachingskillsforum.com. That's where you'll see the buttons to purchase your credits. Please join us on our next calls. As you know, we are always on every second Tuesday morning, which is today. And then also, we are every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which means our next call will be Wednesday, April 24th. At 2 o'clock Central Time. Our topic will be homework inquiry. So it's really looking at the homework that we're giving our clients and how we're using that powerfully and effectively. So please, your homework is to go out there and find another coach your focus. We won't do homework yet. Your focus is to go out there and find a coach who is looking for these calls and looking to expand and strengthen their coaching and invite them to this call. And Your other focus is to go out there and hold that focus so beautifully and deeply and richly with your clients. Go out there and have a great time. I'll stick around if anybody has any questions. Other than that, we're done. Have a beautiful week holding the focus in your life and in your coaching and with your clients. And we'll talk then.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you. Hello, hello. Anybody still here?
You there, Ben?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, this is Dee again. Great call. Thank you so much.
Did I tell you or did I tell you?
No, this is perfect. I'm missing
your... Yeah, beautiful.
Exactly what I need for, personal, professional development, all that stuff. So,
yeah,
awesome.
Excellent. Tell your classmates. I'd love to have more
accomplishments. No, I most definitely will. I know some really amazing coaches out there, so I won't have any issue getting a couple of them rounded up for this.
Yeah, and actually, this call will be available on the website, so they can listen to the recording and find out what they missed and all that. But thank you. I'm so glad you. I didn't even check. Was Sonia able to get on or not?
Sonia, I don't think she was on. I actually texted her this morning. I didn't get anything back. I think she's busy. So.
Yeah. Okay. I was just checking. So good. Well, I'm glad that worked out. I'm glad you were able to jump on. And, I really liked meeting you yesterday, too.
Yeah, definitely. And stay in touch, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, please, stay on these calls.
I definitely will. Absolutely. Yeah,
all righty.
Really appreciate it, man. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.